This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop right now. I have a band called End of Days. They have a new album called Searching for a Way Out, and it's out on Creator Destructor Records, record label from the Bay Area. First off, welcome to Metal Shop, y'all.
Howdy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Is this your first radio interview as End of Days?
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Let's go around the room, introduce yourself, and tell us what you do in End of Days.
Hello, I'm Landon, and I play guitar.
Hello, I'm Matt, and I also play guitar.
I'm Nate. I do vocals.
I'm Caleb. I play bass.
Before we jump into talking about the new EP and playing some songs from that, let's get kind of like the origin story in Marvel terms. You know, like, where did this band get started? You know, who was the person that really got things rolling? You know, let's talk about End of Days.
So we started in the pre-pandemic, pretty much. Mm-hmm. We kind of wanted to do a band that was had Nate on vocals, and eventually just turned him to the lineup that it is now.
Nice. You wanted to add to that?
Yeah, it started originally like Landon had like the music written, and mm-hmm. there was like a few other guys who were kind of in the lineup. I was kind of brought in a little bit later, and then eventually Caleb was also brought in, and our drummer, who's also not here, you know, since the beginning, too. So
who's your drummer?
Nick Cody.
Oh, yes.
Plays drums in Denial of Life.
Yes.
Played drums in, or not drums, guitar in a band called Wreck.
also others. Played drums in a death metal band called Lenore.
Lenore, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, right on. So Nate, did you, you know, you had this idea to be a vocalist? Had you been in bands before?
No, this is my first band, but, you know, I would always just hop on stage and grab the mic from, like, my homies' bands while they would play and do, like, parts for them.
Awesome.
Yeah, Nate and Caleb both were kind of like the young kids. When like Landon and I were starting to play bands, and Nate would be at every single show, moshing to every single band. So eventually it kind of came full circle, and we're like, we got to start a band where Nate's going to be singing in it. And they kind of morphed into this.
Nice. And Caleb, you were the young kid? You were the little kid moshing to every band?
Yeah, me and Nate, I would sneak out of my dad's house, tell him that I was spending the night at Nate's. And I'd somehow end up in Centralia with him. I had friends change their voicemails to act like they were Nate's dad, just so we could go watch some local band for $5.
At the Quesadilla Factory?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so tell me the craziest lineup you saw at the Quesadilla Factory, this random place over in Centralia.
Quick.
Mine was Twitching Tongues minus Soul Search. Yeah, here we go. Expire minus Soul Search Twitching Tongues. Okay. Yeah, it was like $7 or something. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. So Landon had a correction. What was the other label that you guys are putting the record out on?
It's also on Code of Conduct.
Code of Conduct. Awesome. And they're doing the tapes, right?
They also split the cost for the vinyl, or split the vinyl pretty much.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Vinyl's going to have stamps for both labels on it.
Hell yeah. Yep. Right on. So Quesadilla Factory, what are some cool shows you guys saw there?
The last show they had there was The Story So Far, Downpressor, Nomads, and then Singled Out, which me and Matt played in at the time.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that was a cool one.
That was the last show they had there?
That was the last show that was booked there, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Another one was there was a like a post Rainfest show, mm-hmm. and it ended up being like Rotting Out played there.
Yeah.
Among some other bands, which would also be like a super insane show nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things that, like, looking back, even just like Real Art and then obviously the Viaduct, there are so many lineups that hardcore is so much bigger than it was at that point.
Yeah.
Where you look at those lineups and you just say, you know, it was just in the small town Centralia or it was in Tacoma and it was like $10. Like, Gate Creepers' first time through the Northwest was like opening some small show for like $8 at Viaduct, you know, or at Real Art. So,
a lot of lineups, especially those early Rainfest lineups that you look at the list of bands, and today those are all headliner bands, you know, some real crazy stuff.
Absolutely. So you guys have gotten out of Washington. You guys have done some touring. Tell me about, you know, where you guys have traveled to.
Well, we haven't done a lot of crazy touring. Maybe we'll do a little bit more off this, but we've gone down to California. Mm-hmm. Shout out a lot of our friends in San Jose who kind of helped put that all together. We've gone out to Boise, which is obviously where our label Code of Conduct is from.
Yeah.
Some friends out there. We've gone up to Canada.
Nice.
A couple times.
Twice, yeah.
Yeah.
Two times, and we played Salt Lake, too.
Oh, yeah. We played a fest out in Salt Lake. Shout out Wild West Fest.
That's awesome. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what got you guys into music and everything like that. We're going to talk a little bit more about the record. Well, we're also here to talk a little bit about the record release show, which is going to be July 6th at Real Art. And it's for the record, Searching for a Way Out on Code of Conduct and Creator Destructor. Got it right this time. What's the full lineup, guys? Because this is something that, you know, we're waiting to hear, man. The full lineup for this July 6th show.
Yeah, we're pretty excited for it. It features a lot of our friends. So we got local band Cujo opening it up. Another local band called Spur.
Yes, from Bellingham.
From Bellingham, yeah. Shout out Zach. We got Apex Predator playing as well. Some of our pretty good friends. And then we've got a Morning Star coming down from BC. We got Slime coming up from Portland. And our friends in Big Boy coming up from San Jose as well.
That is a huge show.
Yeah.
And that's going to be one day?
One day.
July 6th at Real Art. Again, Big Boy, Apex Predator, Spur, Cujo. And who else do we have here? A Morning Star and Slime. And then, of course, End of Days, July 6th at Real Art. Wow. Congratulations on getting that all together. I'm sure that was, it probably wasn't even that hard, right? If you were friends with all those guys, you just put the ask out, and if it works, it works.
Yeah, exactly. We asked a few others too, and you know, some of our friends' bands, they got real busy schedules.
Sure.
We're happy with the lineup we came up with, and we're stoked to just have a good time with a lot of our friends, so. Yeah.
Begs the question. I mean, that's a pretty big lineup. Are you guys going to headline your own record release show, or like what? Like, you got to flex, right?
Yeah, of course.
You got to do it.
We're going to hold it down.
It's your your celebration, man. Again, we have End of Days, and July 6th at Real Art is the record release show. We're going to jump into Do or Die and No Salvation. Anything you guys want to say about these ones?
I hope you guys like them.
All right, it's End of Days here on Metal Shop.
Wrong. It's out to reveal the architect. have chosen to defy peace. Then you have chosen war with a god.
No mercy will be shown. No quarter given. Fight the battle. Wage the war. My enemy. Suffer more. Pray to the gods. Beg for mercy. No salvation.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Metal Shop, that was No Salvation. Before that was Do or Die. We have a band called End of Days. Their record Searching for a Way Out is out now on both Creator Destructor and what was the other one?
Code of Conduct.
Code of Conduct. All right. And they're going to be playing July 6th at Real Art in South Tacoma Way, 5412, an amazing all-ages venue that does it really an amazing thing for the community down there in South Tacoma. They're going to be playing with Big Boy from the Bay Area. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Bay Area. Apex Predator from Seattle. Spur from Bellingham. Cujo from the Northwest. I know some of the members are in Bremerton. A Morning Star from Canada. And Slime from Portland. So this is going to be a huge show. Let's go back a few years. Many years for some of you probably. What got you into even just music, not just hardcore? What got you into, you know, what tiptoed into, you know, either rock music, or what was your, you know, kind of baby steps into music? Caleb, let's start with you.
My dad always played guitar when I was younger.
Nice.
He played in a bunch of like classic rock bands and cover bands and stuff.
What area? Are you from Washington?
Yeah, I'm from Tacoma, born and raised.
Okay.
My dad was an Army brat, so he grew up all over the place, but he settled his roots back.
So he was probably listening to this station.
Maybe.
Probably honestly. Listening to KISW, yeah.
Probably. But yeah, huge classic rock guy, and seeing him play all the time. He would play bars and stuff. So that really got my ear to the ground for music and whatnot.
Yeah. Okay, and then, you know, getting into, you know, underground music, were you... You know, what got you into that stuff? Was it a friend handing you a CD? Did you catch a video on MTV2? What was it?
A little bit.
That's awesome.
Got my ear to the ground for cooler stuff like that.
Was that Avenged Sevenfold or something?
I don't even remember what it was. But then me and my brother shared an iTunes account. And every now and then my dad would let me get like a $10 iTunes gift card. And I would call and be like, hey, what songs do you want me to get? And he was like, oh, you should get... Chelsea Smile and Diamonds Are Forever by Bring Me the Horizon.
There we go.
I was like, man, what the heck is this? Because I was into like Memphis rap at this time for some reason as like a 10-year-old. And then I was like, oh, Dave's kind of crazy. Watch the music videos for him. And then me and Nate would go to shows at Red Room and Viaduct and stuff.
Well, okay, be honest. What did you think of the first time you saw people like hard moshing? Were you freaked out, or what'd you think?
Yeah, I was 14. I was terrified. I was, dang, it's crazy. But it made me want to go. It made me want to be part of it.
I couldn't believe when I went to, there was this place in the U District I went to see like Staygold and Over My Dead Body and some older hardcore bands, Panic and Champion and stuff, and just some old Seattle straight edge hardcore bands and a couple touring bands. I couldn't believe, you know, because I'd been to some punk shows, but there was always a barrier. And so I couldn't believe that you could just jump up on stage and grab the microphone and then jump off and then head walk. And I was just like, what the? Felt like a wrestling show, you know?
Yeah.
And I was very into wrestling at the time and still am. So I was like, this is the shit.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. So that's, it's a. Yeah, it's like you said, like wrestling and stuff. Like
yeah.
That. It's fun to just go and roughhouse with your friends, you know?
I feel like once you see and you go to enough hardcore shows, it kind of ruins just watching a rock concert, you know? Because you're just like, I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah, yeah, there's no crowd participation in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I guess if there's enough of a spectacle, it's something cool. But, yeah. Nate, what about you, man? What got you into music?
Honestly, my mom and my dad, they would always like listen to Ozzy Osbourne, Iron Maiden. Also, like with my older brothers, listening to stuff like Linkin Park and Disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just always like enjoyed like listening to them or listening to that stuff with them.
All right. So a controversial video of a hardcore band covering Linkin Park just surfaced. So, you know, some people were all about it. Some people were hating on it. If you had to pick, if you were like forced at gunpoint to play a nu metal cover, what nu metal cover would End of Days cover?
Probably Roots, Bloody Roots.
Oh, that's good.
Sepultura.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, probably.
If we had to pick a nu metal song.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty nu metal, I will say. Nate, and then what got you into, you know, hardcore?
Well, honestly, my cousin had like played Battle of the Bands like a long time ago, and there was like a lot of bands on there that I was like thinking that's crazy that there's like music that like sounds like this here in Seattle too. So, you know, I would always go out to his shows whenever he'd played. And then
do you remember what the venues were?
The Battle of the Bands was at Studio 7.
Yes, of course.
I can't remember what year that was. And they also played Viaduct like once or twice.
The classic Battle of the Bands where you make the kids sell tickets, you know, and, you know, bring all their family and then they probably pay them like $5. Yeah. Good times. But that kind of got you into, you know, heavy music.
Yeah. And like that kind of sound. Then I eventually like caught on to like Matt's and Landon's like older bands, and I ended up like going to their shows a lot too with Caleb.
Okay. Nice. And Matt, how about you? What was your first foray into like not even underground music, just any kind of music as a kid?
Yeah. So when I was a kid, my mom's immigrated here from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously her taste in music when I was a kid was mostly like dance hip hop.
Okay.
Which, you know, I like, yeah. When she met my dad, he exposed me to a lot of metal when I was a kid. I remember being 8 years old and, he showed me like the music video to Walk by Pantera.
And, Walk on home, boy.
Oh, man. And like the shots where they're doing like the live video shots and stuff, and you got people in the mosh pit and all that. I remember like my mind as a kid was just being like, what? What's like, you can go do that?
Yeah.
And then years go by, my dad got me my first guitar, which was
awesome.
Mexican made Strat. And I just kind of taught myself how to play, just trying to play along with songs, you know. Years go by and you just kind of run into friends, playing more bands. Mm-hmm. And most of it happened kind of by accident. But eventually, like, me and Landon started playing music together because we both grew up north together. And
like in Snohomish or Everett? Or
Yeah. Okay. Like, I went to high school up in Everett for when I was in high school. And then, me and Landon's, like, old bands played together. And then we ended up, you know, getting into a hardcore band together. And, since then, I've been in, a bunch of different bands. But
how many bands have you guys been in together?
Together?
Probably three.
Let's see. Probably like three or four.
What's your what's the name of your first band ever, even if it's cringe?
First band ever, A Hope Not Forgotten. I played it was a melodic Christian hardcore band.
A Hope Not Forgotten. I feel like I may have heard that.
Yeah.
Do
we were a band for a little while.
For A Hope Not Forgotten. Did you play with Torn?
Probably.
T-O-A-R-N, the Christian deathcore band?
Yeah.
I would imagine. Okay. A Hope Not Forgotten.
Yeah.
Shout out.
We got a music video on YouTube if anybody wants to watch it.
Okay, cool.
Nice. We're on the roof of the church.
Nice. Hey, you know, I went into a lot of church hardcore shows. There was a church here in Seattle that put on, like I said, the Paradox. There was a venue in Ballard. It was called Mars Hill. It's this weird church, right?
I played at the Mars Hill church once, long time ago.
Punishment and Ringworm played there.
No way.
Yeah, that's dude. Crazy.
That's psycho.
Yeah.
That's like one of those mega churches too.
Yeah.
That's
And they crazy. And they wouldn't care. Saw Stegold there, saw Himsa there, but Ringworm and Punishment in the freaking
in the church. Huh?
Yeah, in the church. It was weird, but anyways, Landon, what about you, man? What got you into music?
So, basically, growing up, my dad had been playing music. He played in a band called
Global Warning?
Global Warning, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, 90s, like, kind of new metal-ish, kind of. And then he put me onto, like, classic rock, and then also a bunch of weird bands. Like, he put me onto Kraftwerk, Bjork, and then Zayo.
Yes.
That was, like, one of the ones I grew up listening to when I was, like...
They played at, that church, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, like, 7 years old or something, and my first concert was at P.O.D. and Blindside and Lacuna Coil at... I think it was the Moore Theater at the time. I can't remember specifically, but I think it was at the Moore. I was, like, in fourth grade.
Lacuna Coil?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then just since then, you know, I found out about more alternative music. And then my first, like, underground show was the Scream the Prayer tour at the Studio 7. I forget which bands played that one. And then just started making friends from there and then doing different bands and stuff like that.
Scream the Prayer would probably be that band called... What was that band? X... Not Seven Star X. They had like
Death Star.
Death Star.
Yeah.
Was it Death Star? And then probably For Today.
I remember like With Blood Comes Cleansing.
Okay.
I just actually met one of those members in Minneapolis on this last tour that I was on, and I was like, "Oh, you play in a band that I used to like a long time."
That's funny.
Yeah.
Sleeping Giant.
They were cool with all the hardcore bands.
Yeah.
Sleeping Giant played.
That's the one that Nate from Zavala did vocals on.
Yeah, they were always cool. I think some of the, like the earlier hardcore bands like I got exposed to, because I listened to a lot of like the Christian metalcore stuff growing up, and Sleeping Giant was always cool with a lot of the. I think I might have found out Terror from Giant, because I think he mentioned him in a, like an interview once, and then I listened to him and I was like, oh man, this is cool. This is fast.
Yeah. One Christian metalcore band that still holds up to me is a band called Strong Arm. That was like, it was, they used to do a lot of touring with Shai Hulud. It was kind of similar to that. Yeah, it was like early. I mean, I got into a lot of, my mom would get me like these Christian punk and hardcore compilations. Mm-hmm. And so I got into a lot of music that way.
Yeah.
And it's funny looking back and going to a lot of these different shows. I would go to these shows in Club Impact in Tacoma.
Yeah.
And there would be all these different hardcore shows. And it's really a different world. Yeah. A lot of different – like there are people that – there are Christian hardcore kids who only go to Christian hardcore shows.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. Christian hardcore dialogue here is we're diving deep into the Christian hardcore lore. Awesome. Anyway, so yeah, so global. I pulled up the Global Warning website here, and looks like I'm gonna have to play some of this.
Yeah, Digital Black was like their big album at the time. It got on like radio, like public radio, and they got on like Billboard, I think, or something. Like,
really?
Yeah, they were like starting to get kind of popular with that one.
That's sick.
So that would be like the album to go off of.
Wow. All right. Let's go.
Shout out to Alan.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about the record. Who did the artwork for this? This is really cool artwork.
Is our friend Drake. He actually used to tattoo out of a tattoo shop in South Seattle called Lucky Devil South.
Mm-hmm.
But him and his partner, who both used to live up here, they opened a shop down in Fallon, Nevada.
Wow.
Called Flaming Sword Tattoo.
That's awesome.
But he's done, I think, almost all the
I think he's done all three.
He's done both our demos and this EP.
That's awesome.
Just a real good friend of ours. And we just like the way that he does art. So,
So End of Days, any relation to By All Means? Or is it just the Z? Does By All Means have a Z?
Yeah, it did after a little member change.
Okay. No. Okay. Never mind. No relation.
No.
That was it. Okay.
They stole the Z from us.
Okay. So. Fair enough. Is there a Z beef?
Oh, it's awesome. We love Dragon Ball Z.
Okay. Cool. Nice. I'm looking at the record right now. You guys have a pretty nice, it's like a reddish orange with black splatter. And that's going to be, available now as the pre-order.
Oh, it's green splatter, actually, if you look at it in the light.
Really?
It reflects green. It's kind of weird.
That's badass. That's awesome. Is this the first time any of you guys have had your record out on vinyl for any bands? Or?
For me and Nate.
Yeah.
Nice.
First 12-inch for me.
Nice.
This is, second one for me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. So what are you guys looking to do in 2024, the rest of the year? You guys have the record release show again. That's July 6th at Real Art with Big Boy, Apex Predator, Spur, Cujo, A Morning Star, and Slime. You guys have any plans for the rest of the year and beyond?
Right now we got the release show. We got a couple shows that are not announced yet in the fall. But other than that, I'm trying to, probably do some out-of-town shows wherever we can.
Nice.
Nothing solid booked, but we will.
Cool. And my last question for y'all is the question that I prepped you guys for at the beginning of the interview. Favorite Northwest band or bands of all time? Caleb, let's start with you.
Oh, damn. Hardcore?
Doesn't matter. Any kind of music.
I'll say Wreck.
Okay.
I'll say Wreck, and then shout out to our friends in Witness Chamber from Boise.
Okay. Speaking of Wreck, what's up with Cody? Where did he go?
Hawaii.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's living it up on the islands.
I haven't kept up with him. He's living in Hawaii. Okay, shout out to Cody. Good for him.
Yep.
So you got, what was that, Wreck and Witness Chamber?
Yeah.
Okay, right on. Okay. Favorite Northwest bands of all time?
I'd probably say Wreck, Ill Intent, and Alice in Chains.
Okay, nice. I don't know. And Matt, how about you?
Well, since Caleb and Nate took two of my answers, I'm gonna say Sojourner.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite local hardcore bands ever. And then shout out Slime right now, current. That's
yes.
my current favorite.
I got my nose rest. Broken a little bit during Slime at JAG, so yep. It's okay, though.
Yep.
Yeah, and then my favorite is definitely Alice in Chains.
Nice. End of Days, again, playing July 6th at Real Art with Big Boy, Apex Predator, Spur, Cujo, A Morning Star, and Slime. That is a big fucking show. Congratulations on that. I bleeped on my. I have to bleep myself out because I'm stoked on that.
I said, dang.
Right? congratulations on the record. And any shout outs or thank yous before we jump into the last two songs?
Shout out Brainstem. Shout out. Shout out Underdogs in Boise.
Shout out Code of Conduct. Shout out Creator Destructor.
Shout out Kevin Deers for having us.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Shout out all of our friends that let us play their cool shows.
And shout out the men's room, KISW.
Hey, you didn't say hola bichola like Casey from Apex Predator did.
Yeah, Casey men's does a lot though. Of things that people shouldn't do.
But... Hey, there you go. Exactly.
Shout out Apex.
Yeah, shout out Casey.
All right, we're going to jump into Searching for a Way Out and Warrior Spirit. Again, catch them July 6th at Real Art. Pick up a copy of the new record, Searching for a Way Out, at the show with Big Boy, Apex Predator, Spur, Cujo, A Morning Star, and Slime. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Let's go.
Oh.
Searching for a way out.
Know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.